Okay, today we come to Psalm number 105. We will pick up our study today in verse 37, and we will go through Psalm 106, verse 18. So, Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 105, verse 37. He that is God brought out Israel, laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes no one faltered. In other words, he brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and he brought them out safely. Our strength is always equal to our calling. God makes sure of that. He doesn't call us to do something that we're not equipped to do. And God called about 1.5 million Israelites out of Egypt, and he gave them the ability to come out. None of them stumbled. And he equipped them spiritually too. They were all given the means to obey God, and they did at first, at least for a few days. 38. Egypt was glad when they left, because dread of Israel had fallen on them. They couldn't wait to get them out of the country. Egypt at first would not let Israel go. But after 10 plagues that turned that country into a basket case, God convinced them that was a good idea. And so they not only said go, they nearly pushed them out. Egypt was glad to get rid of God's people. They even paid them to leave. Gold and silver. Get out. Just leave. Just get out of here. And then notice verse 39. He that is God spread out a cloud as a covering and a fire to give light at night. No nation has ever been as pampered by God as Israel. As they move through the hot desert on the way to the promised land, God provided a cloud to guide them during the day and to shade them from the hot sun as well. And then at night, he shifted gears. He provided a pillar of fire to not only guide them at night, but also to give them warmth. And so God pampered Israel. He was Israel's GPS device, plus shade and plus warmth, depending on what they needed. 40. They asked, and he brought them quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. They asked for meat. Actually, they murmured for meat. If you know the story, they complained, they insisted on meat. And God graciously overlooked their attitude and gave it to them. And so God provided room and board for his people for 40 years. They lived under the shelter of his cloud, and they ate food from God's table, his manna and his meat, and plenty to drink as well. Notice verse 41. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. Like a river, it flowed in the desert. God always comes through for his people and meets their needs, which are really needs. And often he does it from the most unlikely sources. And that certainly was the case in how he provided water for his people. The people would have died of thirst in the desert. There were no lakes, there were no streams, so God, he has Moses hit a dry rock with his big staff, and the rock breaks, and out of that dusty old rock flows a river of clear drinking water. Like I said, God will do whatever he has to do to meet our needs, and oftentimes, though, he doesn't use conventional means. 42. For he remembered his holy promise given to Abraham, his servant. And here we see why God was so good to Israel, why he pampered them so much. It wasn't because they were anything special. They were not the biggest or the strongest or the best looking or the smartest. It's just that God promised Abraham that he would make his descendants into a great nation, and that great nation was Israel. And God promised Abraham that he would bless that nation, and no matter what, God always keeps his blessing or his promises. So you see, that's why he was doing it. That's why he was being so kind to the Israelites. It was because he said he would be. 43. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy. God had a wonderful time rescuing his people and doing so many miracles to meet their needs in the desert and to get them out of Egypt in the first place. And God enjoyed it. It was a good thing. He enjoyed it, and so did they. It was a fun period for the Israelites and for God to see his power. 44. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for. The heathen who had lived in the promised land, they built their homes, and the Israelites lived in them. The heathen planted their produce. They worked, they toiled, and the Israelites ate it. It was almost like an Adam and Eve and Garden of Eden type thing for Israel. God put them in their own ready-made paradise, and it was good. And it would have remained good, too, because like Adam and Eve, all God asked of his people Israel was that they would obey. Just obey. Just do what I tell you. And it will remain good. Verse 45. That they might keep his precepts and obey or observe his laws. Praise the Lord. See? That's why God gave them the land. He did it all. God gave them a land with houses and food, rivers. It was just a beautiful land, a paradise on earth. He planted them into a nice setup, and their only job was to be a reservoir of truth and holiness and devotion to God. That was their part. And God would have continued to bless. You see, the Israelites were to be an example to the heathen nations around them, a living testimony to the one true God. They, with their holiness and God's blessing, were to draw all people to the one true God. When the people saw the righteous laws that God gave Israel, when they saw the holiness of God's people, and when they saw how God blessed them because of their holiness, they would be drawn to the one true God. The problem is, Israel didn't do it. They didn't do their part, not for long anyway. Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. We are all needy. Actually, we are all helpless. And I know many people do not like to hear that, but it is true nevertheless. That's why the fact that God is good should stir our hearts to praise him. He gives, he preserves, he gives life, he preserves life, he gives us eternal life through Jesus Christ. Without God's goodness, we'd be dead. God is good, and we need his goodness. It's not a luxury. It is a necessity. And so, good reason to praise God. Excellent reason to praise God. Because he's good, and we need all the goodness we can get. And then notice verse 2. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord, or fully declare his praise? Excuse me. Who has the vocabulary to talk about all that God has made and all that God has done? Who has the vocabulary to even talk about it, let alone accurately describe it all? Well, it's not man. Think about it. God designed it all. He spoke it all into existence. He did it all by his power, and we can't even talk of it. We don't even have the means to talk of it. What a gap there is between us and God, right? Verse 3, blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Those who observe justice will be blessed. If we observe justice, we will be blessed by God. But if there is one among us who does right all the time, God will bless that person beyond their imagination. Especially spiritually, He will bless that person. Maybe not materially in this life today, but for sure spiritually and for sure in eternity. 4. Remember me, O Lord.